This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 20. Can you believe that? For 7 July 2010. And I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. In this episode, Dr. Hall talks about a patient of his who had double vision and how an upper cervical correction took care of that double vision. And then I tell a story about how I had a patient who had double vision and how upper cervical helped them as well. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
To hear more upper cervical testimonials, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. Also, click on the Services tab and click on the section called Audio Podcast Interview Service and learn about why it is important that you start podcasting for your clinic and your practice. That's at UpperCervicalDocs.com. This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and I'm here with Dr. Hall. Hello, Dr. Hall.
Hello, Dr. Hambrick. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Testimonial Tuesday is the show where we hear stories about how upper cervical has changed lives, and I know Dr. Hall has a good one for us today.
I'm reaching way back in the bag today. I don't know what that tells me about my past week in practice, but this gal that I'm going to talk about here tonight actually was, I believe, the only woman at Hollywood Park. Hollywood Park is this race course or race track down here in L.A. where every Friday night, let's see, actually this time of year, they have horse races from about 7 till 10 at night. But she was a horse jockey, and she actually won. She was the only woman that's only ever won a race over there at Hollywood Park. But her story, God, this is reaching, like I said, back in the bag about 6 years ago. met her at a health food store doing a screening, and her story starts a little bit like this. She was on the top rung of some bleachers at a horse show and fell off backwards. It didn't have, you know, on the bleachers how they have those three bars usually up at the top of it. Well, it didn't have that, and she fell off backwards on her head.
Oh, wow.
And for 6 months, she had complete split vision. So she saw two of everything and had blinding migraines and low back problems and mid back. You name a problem, she pretty much had it pain-wise. And we took the pictures on her, and I'll never forget this. And I know that in some of the upper cervical procedures, they don't adjust the axis, but I actually picked up an atlas and an axis on her and corrected her axis. And immediately after axis was corrected, she says, "Oh my God." I said, "What?" She says, "My split vision's gone." So literally on the table, instantly after she's corrected, split vision cleared out. And then we also corrected the atlas, and she did, I mean, beautifully under care, and haven't seen her in a few years. Kind of like that case that you were talking about earlier. Most of her problems cleared up and she disappeared.
Yeah.
I'll bet she still remembers that day though.
I'm sure she does. Here we go again.
To show the far ranging effects of an upper neck misalignment on health and human potential. It can affect anything.
My very first upper cervical patient, period, in chiropractic school was referred to me by another student. And this woman, her main complaint was double vision. She had a lot of other complaints, but her main complaint was double vision. And so I remember all that they made me do multiple tests on this lady because of all of her neurological complaints that she had. And it took forever to finally get to the day of her first adjustment,
where you could actually adjust her.
Exactly. And so we set her up and I adjusted her.
and she laid back on the table, and we just walked out of the room and let her rest for a minute. Came back in and said, "So, how you doing?" She goes, "Well, I see one of you." And is same thing. Instantly, after an upper cervical correction, double vision was gone. And if I remember correctly, never was an issue again. Like I said, she had lots of other issues. And so I saw her for a while, but the double vision, it was instantaneous. And that was my very first upper cervical patient.
That'll get you on fire about what you do.
Yeah.
It's funny how often patients will comment after they're corrected that they may not have had double vision, but their visual acuity changes after they're corrected. I mean, every day I hear that. Oh, there goes my vision. And BJ, I know, did a lot of research on this back in the 30s, and I don't remember the exact statistics, but I think that over 10,000 people that they ran through that research clinic, the average person had their visual acuity change. I think it was like 12.8%. Yeah. And auditory, I think, was a little less, something like 10.8 or something like that. That was BJ's way of trying to prove that, hey, this isn't about neck pain and back pain. This affects every system in the body.
Right. You know, now that I think about it, my mother, when she got under upper cervical care, she had been nearsighted her entire life. And when she got under upper cervical care, she didn't need glasses for seeing far away anymore.
Mm-hmm. Impossible.
Of course it is.
Well, pretty soon we're going to be up on Quack Watch.
Pretty soon. Yeah.
We'll know we've made something of ourselves when we get up on Stephen Barrett's site, right?
Yeah, yeah. I had, it's a guy I go to church with. He said he went to, I don't remember if it was he went to a chiropractor or he went to some sort of holistic healer of some sort. And they told him, go to Quack Watch, and whatever you read on there, do the opposite.
Don't do it. Yeah, exactly.
And he never forgot that. So
I'll bet you $5 million that guy is being paid off by Big Pharma. Guarantee it.
Yeah.
I mean, either that or the guy is just completely nuts, because anyone who can't, even though I dislike and completely refute the whole medical model from a health standpoint, they have lots of things that they do that are really good when they're needed.
Yep.
But when you can't find anything out there other than the drug approach that's of any value to humanity, something's not quite right.
Yep. Well, I bring it up to say maybe we want to be on Quack Watch.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dr. Hall.
Sure.
We will see
you
next
Hammer,
week.
We'll see you again next week then.
All right. Take care.
All right, take it easy.
This has been Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Please be sure to listen next week to hear another great testimonial. That's episode number 21 of Testimonial Tuesday. Be sure to click on the services tab at uppercervicaldocs.com to learn why you need to be doing your own podcast and to learn how you can do it. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on uppercervicaldocs.com and at iTunes. Write reviews, tell your friends. We'll see you next time.